You're listening to the NarniaWeb.com podcast, and I'm your host, Rillian. Well, hello everyone. Welcome back. It has been a long wait between episodes, and I apologize for that. I've been thinking a lot recently. A lot of the moderators, of course, we all have very busy schedules, and it's getting more and more difficult to schedule podcasts with large group members, especially during the school year. And it's becoming more and more imperative, what with all the news coming out. Therefore, here is what I'm going to try to do. My goal is to record a podcast once a week on the weekends. And if someone like Glumpuddle or Coraline or even Tyrion, if Jim Fan or any of those people are available, great. I'd much rather have a discussion than just me rambling on about the news. If not, however, then the podcast will take a form similar to what it's done before, where we'll recap all the news and we'll go through it, and I'll give little bits of insight from my experience on it. And that's what it's going to be today. There, we don't have any guests on today, very sadly, but hopefully we will again soon. So, we have a lot of news to discuss, and we're going to go ahead and start. In just kind of foreshadowing, we have, of course, a new teaser poster. We have, in addition to the teaser poster, we have a new Super Bowl teaser trailer with, I believe, four new shots. There's also a list of supposedly authentic pre-screening reviews. And I will go through that a little bit. There's also some information on the Narnia Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe Blu-ray DVD. That's actually an oxymoron. I'm sorry, Blu-ray disc, not Blu-ray DVD. Glumpuddle's going to kill me. Also some information of WonderCon, and there's also some more information on the werewolf. And we have a new video game press release, and we also have a new interview with Douglas Gresham. So, let's start from the beginning. The new teaser poster. I really love it. There's a poll on our front page, I believe it's still there, saying which was your favorite of the teaser posters, of all the posters. There was the one Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe poster we had, and then we've had two for Prince Caspian. And I think this really is my favorite. I really love the look. It doesn't have a cartoonish look at all, which the poster, the first teaser poster for Prince Caspian did have to an extent. It also has a great little shot of Reepy Cheep, and I think I'm pretty happy with it. It doesn't have Miraz on it, to my knowledge, although it does have the castle. But if I would normally have a problem with Miraz not being there, but now that I think of it, I don't really have so much of a problem with it, because when you come away from the book, it's very important. Okay, what sticks in your mind? What is it that really draws you in, and what is it that stays with you? I remember talking to people who read The Lord of the Rings in college, and the one thing that sometimes really stuck with them, Aragorn, I don't remember who he is. I remember Moria, though, that really cool cave part in the first book. I remember that. So there's some things that really stick with people, and of course you have to have the Pevensies, and you have to have Caspian, and if you're going, and of course there's Aslan in the center, well, not quite the center, a little off-center to the right, but he's there as the biggest figure. But then to the one extra character they have is Reepy Cheep, which I think is so suitable. I love Reepy Cheep. He's possibly my favorite character, very possibly. And we actually, due to the new educator's guide that just came out, there's a slightly higher resolution picture of Reepy Cheep than what we get on the poster. And it's the same image, but it's a little bit closer up, and I really love it. And a little bit of a fencing bit of information for you. Of course, they kept in the gold circlet and the feather, but we have a phrase today, of course, saying, well, that's a real feather in your cap. It's not used too often, but it's one of our idioms. But the significance there, and I love that Reepy Cheep has the feather, and this was more common, and of course, when to be understood when Lewis was writing. But oftentimes, what fencers would wear, they would wear a feather sticking up out of their helmet or mask or what have you. And when at the end of the goal would be to knock the feather out of your opponent's headgear. And if you could come out of a bout with the feather still intact, a person might say to you, well, that's a real feather in your cap. So I just love that. It's just one of those little geeky fencer things. I just, I just love it. Sorry. Anyway, we also, and I mentioned the new teaser trailer. And there are, let's see, I got some screen grabs here. There are five, it looks like, five new images. And I'll briefly highlight each one. First of all, there's an image of someone diving into the water. And, oh no, I'm sorry. First of all, we see a new, well, actually, there's a few more. We see a new image of the werewolf. And he looks, in my opinion, he looks great. Still a bit of that question on, okay, what is he, you know, what does he look like? You know, is he, does he transform into the wolf form in that scene, or is he always a wolf? Is that in the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? We saw werewolves, but we didn't see them transform at all. So that's something that kind of sticks out in my mind. We also have a good shot of the hag, clearly not to be mistaken for an old woman. And that's also is a little bit goes towards the, well, you know, does Caspian, is he going along with this? Why is he allowing these people here? Because it seems pretty evident that it's a hag and a werewolf. While in the book, once he figured that out, it was that was it. You know, it was, you know, swords drawn, on guard. We also have a new shot from behind Caspian, where we definitely see Nykrobek in the shot. So he is definitely in that scene. So it looks like the only one we're not seeing is Dr. Cornelius and Trefflehunter. And, of course, Trefflehunter's CG, so he'll probably come in later, and we'll probably see him in the official trailer. We still haven't seen a live-action shot of Ribichi at all. So it looks like all the characters are there except for Dr. Cornelius, and it looks more and more like he's going to be gone at this point in the story, and that there's a lot of rumors that give evidence to possibility of the whole castle raid scene being about him. We also have a shot of someone diving into the water. Not much there. It could be Peter or Edmund diving in after Trumpkin. And, Susan is firing invisible arrows in one of the shots. Doubtless they'll be CG arrows, which tell you what the bow is made of. It's made of rubber, because you never dry fire wood bows. Anyway, one thing about that shot, not much to say there. She is standing next to another archer, and that just gives one more little point in the other direction of, well, maybe Susan's going to be not quite as heavily involved with the sword and everything that some people have said. So if Susan were to play the role of Lucy in The Horse and His Boy, where she's with the archers firing, I wouldn't have so much of a problem with that. It would be against the book still, but I could kind of shrug it off. There's also, we have a new shot of Caspian. No dialogue. Of course not. No dialogue for Caspian. Nothing interesting anyway. He's blowing the horn. It is at nighttime, and looks like he's in the woods, and it looks like he's in the same outfit he was in when he left the castle. So this would sort of support the possibility of him blowing the horn earlier on in the story. Possibly on the ride away from the castle, although we don't see Destria in the shot, which is Caspian's horse, so hard to say there. Aslan, one new shot of Aslan, and boy, I can only imagine what Glumpuddle did when he saw this. It's so much more fierce and terrible than the first one, and it looks quite a bit bigger. And it's much more high resolution, and the fur is much more detailed. It's almost too ferocious. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. But this also leads to the possibility of, is Aslan going to be bigger? Because in the story of Prince Caspian, Aslan is bigger. And it's not really a big deal for a 3D artists, I don't think, to really scale something up a little bit in the computer. So yeah, some sweet, beautiful, lovely new shots from the teaser trailer. And the Prince Caspian rumors and reviews. This will contain plot spoilers. I am very hesitant to even read anything from this, because some of it seems absolutely ridiculous. I am so much against some of the things that seem to be. This seems to indicate. I will simply point to it. It does contain huge spoilers, so I'm not going to really say it. I will say that some of it makes sense, although it doesn't seem like it's made written by like the reviewer was from someone who actually knew the book, so it's hard to say what they're, you know, where they're coming from. It doesn't sound like they are. Anyway, the comments were from imdb.com, so you can go ahead and look. It's still pretty early on. I really hope the Susan Caspian bit isn't true, but I'll leave it at that. Anyway, for the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe Blu-ray disc that's coming out, it is coming out on May 13th, and let's see, it will... According to High Def Digest, much, if not all, of the extras from the two-disc collector's edition will also be included in the Blu-ray disc release, including the two audio commentaries from Creating Narnia documentaries. We also know that there will be picture-in-picture feature. It'll, of course, have 1080p video resolution and uncompressed PCM 5.1 surround sound. And it'll have English, French, and Spanish surround sound. And no German. It's not that common. I'm taking German. I'm trying to find German movies that I would enjoy that would have the German language feature. Anyway, hello, all our German students and people out there. So, anyway, you can find out more at highdefdigest.com. And also, Prince Caspian is going to be presented at WonderCon on Saturday, February 23rd. There will also be a WALL-E presentation there. And the advance tickets are $12, $6 for juniors and seniors, and $15 at the door. The website is comic-con.org/WC. There's also a new shot of the werewolf revealed on MTV.com. I never go there, so... but it's just a shot of the toy, and it looks pretty good. I always thought lycanthropy was an interesting subject, so I read a bit on werewolves, and I like it. It's sort of the, as Andrew Adamson put it in one of the documentaries on Creating the World of Narnia for the first film, when he was talking about the unicorn, he liked how that unicorn looked like the real unicorn that then became the myth and legend that we know. And it's, I guess you could say the same thing for the werewolf, although still... no indication on whether he changes from man to wolf. And also, there's a video game press release for Prince Caspian. The game will be coming out on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Let's see, the Wii system, PlayStation 2, Nintendo DS, and Windows PC. So, I haven't seen any more... screenshots. It looks okay. I played the demo for the first game, and I thought that was all right. I really would have loved something as good as the Return of the King video game for that I have on my Xbox, which I loved. But anyway, we have another big bit of news here from. Let's see, what was the name? We have an interview with Douglas Gresham from NarniaFans.com. That was the interview was from, was it Narnian Princess? I think it was. Yes, it was. Narnian Princess got the chance to have an exclusive interview with Mr. Gresham. And it talks about a lot of stuff. Of course, there's always the bit where, you know, he's, well, I'm sorry, you can't, you'll have to wait till you see the film. But he has said he's very pleased with the film. He said his first impression was wow, and he had already seen all of the dailies, so he knew what the footage looked like. But he's very, very pleased with it. And it's so that encourages me. He actually did make one comment about Susan. He said, you know, he said he could not really conceive of this Susan or Anna Popplewell just sitting by while the characters are fighting. And so, and he did say they asked him about a sword, and he said he didn't remember anything about a sword. So here's hoping. Maybe it was a really big arrow. You never know. I mean, she does throw arrows. Apparently only Susan the Gentle, as Glenpuddle said, can throw arrows. So that is pretty much a brief recap on the news. One more thing. This summer, Lion Con. Lion Con is, actually the website is lioncon.org. It is hosted by Narnia Web, Narnia Fans, and other websites like the Lion's Call. They're all gathering, and they're going to have C.S. Lewis experts there. The location will be Biola University, and it'll be about, apparently, 15 minutes from Disneyland. $65 base price for early registration, and the date is June 20th to the 22nd. Some of the guests include Dr. Stanley Matson, president of the C.S. Lewis Foundation, Paul Ford, author of A Comparison to Narnia, and, of course, Tyrion will be there, as well as Spectre from NarniaFans.com, and the Fisherdess, from the Lion's Call. I'm sorry. It was on a black font on red coloring. It was hard for me to read. We'll also have the film editor from C.S. Lewis, Dreamer of Narnia. That's tentative so far. And some of the other filmmakers from C.S. Lewis, Dreamer of Narnia, which if some of you saw was the biography of C.S. Lewis that came on the extended edition of The Lion, the Witch, the Wardrobe. So, that is a really fast highlight of the news we've had. That gives you an idea of where everything's going. There's so many little things that are going on with this film. So much more that I remember from the what was happening with the first film. And you know, I feel like I'm getting thrown this way and that. We've heard a little bit more disconcerting news about Caspian and Susan. However, if nothing else, Reepy Cheap, it sounds like he's doing great. Some people weren't so happy with the voice. I watched the Oceans movies, actually, not too long ago, and I loved Eddie Izzard. And then I thought, oh my goodness, this guy could be so good as Reepy Cheap. So, yes, he's in Oceans 12 and 13, if you want to see what he's like. He's absolutely hysterical in 12. But anyway, that is the news recently. Hopefully we'll have another podcast available soon. If you want to email me with questions, you can email me at rillian@narniaweb.com. And let's see. So many people liked the music, the trailer music from the official teaser trailer that I played a bit of it from at the end of the last episode and said I would do so, I think, for the next couple episodes. But I got so many emails on where did you get this music that I sent quite a few emails out. So I'll just say so on this episode where I got the music. The song I played on the last one was called Humanity Sector. And there's actually two different versions of the song. There's one without a choir, which you heard, and there's one with a choir. And both of these, different excerpts from these, were used from the first, in the teaser trailer. And they are done by, if I can say this without butchering their names, Pfeiffer Brothers Music, and and then the other song, which is the one that plays at the beginning of the trailer, is called Tierras, and it's by Brand X Music, and Brand X's music is brandxmusic.net. And I don't remember where I got the Humanity Sector songs, but you know the titles are called Humanity Sector, Pfeiffer Bronze. That's Pfeiffer Bronz, music. Then you should be able to find it with Google. So, until next time, I'm your host, Rillian. Thanks for joining us. And here is Humanity Sector once again with choir. Enjoy.